Here we are in the middle of Lamed Amid Aleph at the two dots. This is the second of the Hu Damerleis. This is the first short one. Shchuni Gavai was the first Hu Damerlei. That was lengthy. And here we have the first of the brief cases. This is the second case. The second of Hu Damerlei. See also, as you learn in Beni Yonah, we're beginning to see more use. It's only come once or twice up until this point in this parak. That he ends the sugya, he'll go through the sugya line by line, or paragraph by paragraph, and then he'll have a paragraph that begins, Allah biyadenu. Here's what emerges, what comes out of the sugya. That's actually why it's called Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah. It's called Aliyos Rabbeinu Yonah because for so many sugyas, he'll close with, okay, now let's put together the Psak Halacha L'maisa. It should be noted that Allah is Hebrew, obviously, to arise, to come up, or in this case, to emerge from the sugya. In Aramaic, Allah is Salik, as in Maskana. Maskana is what emerges, what's Ola Mitoch HaSugya. So the name of the Sefer, really, in Aramaic, would be Maskanas Rabbeinu Yonah. Because in addition to going being chidushim, he goes to the sugya. He then gives you the alabi, then he gives you the maskana, the halacha of the sugya as well. So let's take a look. Ahuda amle lechavrei, my boys b'hai beis alamid aben alef. This fellow says to his friend, the marakama says to the machazik, "What are you doing in my house? What are you doing in this house? Amle minoch zevinte, I bought it from you. Achaltiyah shnei chazaka, I bought it from you." And I have a chesed of Atum Gimel Shanim. I've been living here undisturbed, unruffled for the last 3+ years. You are never a mocha. I have a valid chesed of Atum. Right? So he has a chazaka and a taina. The taina is binach zevinte, and the chazaka is a chaltir shnei chazaka. So it sounds like the machzik should win based on the Mishnah. So here comes, here, where's the twist? Each of the Hu Damerleis has a twist. Here comes the twist. The twist is, Amalei says the Marakama, your chazak is worthless. Why? B'shuki baroy avoy. I was far away. Be'eretz merchakim. I was far away. You remember that the Chachmei Sfarad had understood the previous sugya, Shchuni Gavoy, also had to do with being far away. But we had focused primarily on the previous sugya on the Rashbam. Shchuni Gavoy was different. That he's on the property. Here he's saying, Adrabba, I was hundreds of miles away. I was hundreds of miles away. Makam Shemesh Yeros Mitzuyas. It was such a great distance that there's no traffic back and forth. No traffic back and forth. So he says, so your chazaka is worthless. I just showed up now. I showed up after 3, 4, 5 years. And lo and behold, what are you doing in my house? Amalei, Iva Isli Sahadi Dechoshata Ava Asus Lasin Yaman. I have Aden. That every year you used to come back to town for a period of 30 days at a time. Shata is Aramaic for Shana. The Nun falls out. Like Ant becomes At, like in Hebrew, instead of saying Manpil, to cause something to fall, to drop something, you say Mapil. So instead of Shanasa, it becomes Shata. Kol Shata, every year, Kol Shana Vashana, Hava Asis, you would come. Ayisa ba plus in Yomi, the 30 days. So where are you making up stories? You were Shuki Baroi. I don't know where you were the other 11 months a year, but every year you used to come back for a month. You were around. Don't tell me that my chazaka is worthless. So Amalei Tlas in Yomi Veshukaya Batarinav. The 30 days. I was busy with business. I was in the shuk. I came to town for business. Sounds like the guy is saying, I retired to the Adirondacks. I left the city. I went to semi-retirement. I was living in the North Country. Once a year, I would come back to town for a month. I was busy with business, and then I would go back to my vacation home. Or sometimes people make aliyah, but they still have a job in America. And especially over the last couple of years, you could, right? Even if you're not a pediatric cardiologist who lines up all of his patients for the month that he's back, but now especially, it's often shy to work from a distance. Every once in a while, you have to see clients, whatever industry you're in. So I used to come back from Eretz Yisrael to America for a month. I was busy with work the whole time. I was tarud. I was busy for 30 days. And if he would stop here, before he see that, the Rava gives the psak. If you hadn't yet seen the psak, what's again? You think about the tzir. The tzir is, the machzik says, I have a normal chesk zabatim. I was living in the house for 3 years, never once yirmocha. So what does the Marakama say? Well, I was far away. If you weren't far away, well, I was only back for a month at a time, and I was very busy with business when I was here.
Tough noogies. Right. Make the time.
That's what I said. Like, well, absurd. I would have guessed, laughed the Marakam out of court. Laugh him out of basin. What do you mean? You were too busy. What does it mean? I understand. The fellow, the machzik has a chazaka. He's been living there for 3 years. You weren't moche. Lo die that your claim is that the fact you were at a distance somehow helps. But then you even say, and when I came back. I was too busy. The whole thing is mudna. And remember, the machzik. Not only does the machzik have aid. How many facts can the machzik prove? He has aidin for which facts? Number one, or the most basic, is shal sham. Right? He has achatir shnei chazaka. Presumably means I have aidin that I've been here for the last 3 years, or the whole town knows, whatever it is. I can prove that I've been here for 3 years. And as you were saying, he even has edim that he even has edim to puncture the Marakama's taina b'shuki baron. Shuki baron, but I have edim. You were every year you would come back for 30 days. I was busy. It sounds like a galachter. It sounds like the Marakama. It's a chutzpah. You come to Bezin to say this. You're wasting the Dayan's time. Not only did Rava not say. Chutzpah, the Marakama's waste of Yom time. We should put you in Chayim for your being Mevaz Dayanim. He said the Marakama's right. Amar Rava, yeah, Taka, Ovid Inishta, the Chol Tosi Yome, Tarid Beshuka. It happens. Ovid Inishes, as we've seen in the past, Ovid in Aramaic is the equivalent of Asa in Hebrew. So Ovid Inish means Adam Asui. Adam Asui, it's normal that a person would be busy Beshuko for 30 days, and therefore you patur. So that's wow. I think that the first thing that strikes you in the city is trying to piece the sugya together. I think the first kasha that strikes you is it's pshanda psak. And we can make that question sharper. We can make that question sharper. Not only is it bechlal surprising, if you would have stopped to ask, what would we have said? We probably, if we were shooting from the hip, we were given a baich svara, we probably would have said davar pashut that the machzik wins. Hare, we're wrong. Rava said the Marakama wins, and there's no machokas. That's the end of the sugya. Now the Gemara goes on to the next Hudamrle. That's the end. There's no machokas, nothing. Not only is it not davar pashut, I would have thought davar pashut the Marakama wins. Not only is it not davar pashut the Marakama wins. It's not even there's a machlokas amoraim and we paskin. That the commander Omar that the Marakam wins. It's a davar pashut that the Marakam wins. No hava mina otherwise. So that's bechlal striking. If you wanted to, you could even make it sharper, which is, if you think about the previous sugya, in the previous sugya, Shchuni Gavai, also, like the Machzik said, I have a chazaka. I've been here for 3 years. I have a de chazaka. And the Marakama said, no, your chazaka is no good. Right? So, I was b'shchuni gavai. So Rav Nachman, I was living the way the Rashbam said. I was living in your house also. I was in another part of the house. So Rav Nachman had said, Machzik, you have to prove your chazaka. Zil barar achilasa. You claim you have a chazaka. Go prove it. And Rava had said, the Baal Chav Testament based word, Rava said. Must have a riot. Meaning, who wins according to Rava? The new guy, the machzik. Right? You're here. You're the muchzik, and that'd be the whole discussion. That's part of the Rami de Rava. But who is the muchzik? But in this sort of a case, where the machzik's been living here for 3 years, we assume that he's the muchzik, and Rava said, we presume that you're in a good place. The Marakama wants to have a tie. You proved you have Eidei Chazaka. You're in a good place. Marakama claims your Chazaka is no good. It's Allah Lahavi Raya. Whereas here, Rava is basically saying to the Machazik, Zil Barar Chilascha. Rava is basically saying what he didn't like in the previous case. He's telling the Machazik, well, you're going to have to prove that your Chazaka is really good. The Marakama claims Beshuki Barai, and he claims, well, even when I came in, I was Tarid Beshukai. So Rava is basically saying, who has the burden of proof? Almila Haviraya, Rav is saying, it's Al Ha Machzik La Haviraya, which is the opposite of what he said in the previous video. So that's, but so in terms of the corpse sock, the fact that when it's a toss up, Rava says that the Machzik wins, Rava says when it's a toss up, the Marakama wins, Al Ha Machzik La Haviraya, it seems very strange. It seems strange to us, I think, because the Marakama's tinus seems so flimsy. He said Beshuki Barai. Then we caught him. Well, you weren't always Beshuki Barai. But I was busy. The whole tinus funny. And then, even leave aside the content of the tinus, the tzura, if it's a Shiloh, who should win? That's problem number one. Or problems number one and two. As well. Then you could dig more in terms of the content of what's going on. Rava is Lamaisa saying that there are two things that are effective. Rava Paskins like the Mar is Mazaka the Marakama. Again, it's a combination of two segments, two chunks. Number one, when I was away, your Chazaka didn't count. And number two, when I was nearby, your chazaka didn't count. When I was away, your chazaka didn't count because I was far away. And when I was nearby, your chazaka didn't count. Why? Because I was busy. Which was what struck us is like, those are, it seemed like odd arguments. Really? That's enough to destroy a chazaka. So the Rishonim take up each piece. So let's work, even though usually the derech of a chacham would be al rishon, achron, achron. I think this sugya may be helpful actually to work backwards. So let's begin. I'll say more cautious than sugya. Let's take more cautious, and then we'll start working backwards. Let's begin by talking about what is this whole Torah Beshuka? How does that help? And then we could work our way back to why being far away helps, and then we could work our way back to what's Rava say? Why is it that when things are in a toss-up, all of a sudden now, the Marakama is in the stronger position, and it's the Machzik who's in the hot seat. Yeah, but they're more cautious. Harav Hech Shlita.
What does the Machzik have to prove that if the excuse is that he was in the city for 3 days doing business, then the Machzik has to prove that he had an opportunity where he was free to go, like what? How could he make a chazaka then at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. What would he even have done? What room is there even to maneuver?
If you saw him in a restaurant.
Right. Something. So we have to. So to answer that question, we first have to. That's part of why we want to do the second set of questions first. We need to first figure out how are these tainus working. Why is it that Tard Beshuka works, and why is it that being Beshuka Baroy works? So then we can sort of go back and figure out, okay, so you know, what's in play? What are the questions? What is there to move on? Yeah.
Is that in Bezdin, the Mosek can just offer whatever like circumstantial whereabouts of the opportunities that the Marakama had to protest? Like what's going? Like is the Marakama saying, oh, I didn't have time? And then the Mosek could just be like, well, I had witnesses on you and I saw that you were free. Like, is Mosek a lot? Like, why is he allowed to do that?
Why is
are these witnesses testifying that they saw him, that he had free moments, or that he was?
So we really need to get into the Rashbam has you get to the content of Torah Beshuka. What is this Tir de Beshuk all about? Right. So you saw the Rashbam has two approaches. What does Rashbam say? The last Rashbam on the Amud, last Rashbam on the Amud Aleph. Beshukoy havatoridna. I was busy at the market. Limkar schor asiv leknos acheres. I was selling the schor that I brought, I was selling the merchandise I brought, I was buying others, I was trading, I was buying and selling. This fellow, he no longer lives in the city, so he lives Beres Merchakim. So he presumably had come back to the city. It sounds as though this is a big commercial center. Now he's living out in the countryside. So he's growing whatever he's growing. He's fishing, he's harvesting his crop, he's mining minerals, whatever it is. He's buying, he's bringing along, he's a craftsman, he's a glassblower, whatever it is. He came back to town, his old hometown, with stuff, with schora, whatever his schora is. And I was busy selling my schora and buying other things. I was busy at market. V'lo yadati shata dar b'vesi. I did not know that you were... It's true I came back to town for 30 days. I had no idea that you were in my house. I had no idea anyone was in my house.
In this house?
What?
Wouldn't he stay?
All very good. So the kash is, how could you... I mean, you're busy at the market all day, but you still have to sleep. You went back to home. Even you're such a masmid. You're such a masmid. You're at market all day, but your chach had to sleep. The grah was such a masmid in learning, but even the grah slept for a few hours a day. And we usually recommend sleeping more than the grah slept. So this fellow right now, he's very busy with work, but no matter how much of a, no matter how busy you are at work, you got to sleep at some point. So he says, so that's the Rashbam is sensitive to your kasha. That's why he followed up. Ukagon sheesh lo bayis acher ba'osa yir. Shayim is achsein shom kol amid yom. The tain of the Marakama is, I wasn't at home. I own more than one house in this town. Right, exactly. This is a wealthy fellow. He says, presumably, by the way, according to what Rashbam is saying now, that has to be provable. In other words, if this is only going to get off the ground if we know or the Marakama can demonstrate, I have another property, I have another residential property. And then somebody showed him, give another example, maybe he had come together with a group of other socharim and he was staying in the hotel with them. Which is easy, which is, well, we'll see, we get the tour. Okay, but let's see what the Rashbam says right now, is I have another, Hachamayaskinan, Asuno Kimta. Hachamayaskinan, the guy Taka has another house in town. And he says, I was in that house. I have three houses. So I wasn't coming to this house. I have three empty houses in this town. Yeah, I came back for business for a month. I was staying in a different house. I didn't have time. I wasn't going around, you know, it wasn't a vacation. I wasn't poking around and touring. Okay. You would have expected that he would have. So he says, I was very busy.
That's what he's saying.
That is what he's saying. His taina is, I was mamish busy at work. I didn't have a chance to look around. I wasn't touring. V'yesh mefarshim. Then the Rashbam says another pshat. B'shukoi havetaridna. I was busy at work, meaning I did know that you were in my house, but I didn't have time to make a stay. I was so busy at work, I didn't have time to make a macha. Just to take a moment, before you dig in, as Rashbam is saying, either Torah Beshuka got in the way of my knowledge of the chazaka, or got in the way of my capacity to make a macha. We've seen in the past. Chazakah, in many contexts, many sugars in this parak. Chazakah and Marchah are the two halves of the coin. So the Rashbam here is saying also, he was busy with the shuk and therefore he had no knowledge of the chazakah. He was busy with the shuk and therefore he had no capacity to make a macha. Now, who is the Yesh Mefarshim? The Rashbam, which chat does the Rashbam like?
The first one.
He says the second one, Eino Nira Be'enon. Yes, I think you're right. I think Rabbeinu Gershom isn't Beferish, but Rabbeinu Gershom keeps saying, right, Lo Yisi Yachal Limchos, Tirud Schorasi, Eino Yachal Limchos.
Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say Tarit, but it's like,
Lopat
Tarit,
Stomach
your Tarit.
Right, so he says, I wasn't able to be Mocha. Now, it's true that if you don't know, you're not able to be Mocha, but that's an awkward way to put it. So, if I had to guess, I'm not sure that's Mukhrach, but I think definitely it's more mashmer Rabbeinu Gershom like the second shot. But as you saw, there are many Rishonim who are aligned with the first Prat in the Rashbam. Rashbam himself says it. And if you look in the Rambam, Rambam says it's subtle but clear. He says in Halacha Gimel, he quotes this case in Halacha Gimel, Havi Reuven Edim, that Shimon was came every year. Omid Makam Zer Shloshim Yom Apachas. So he said to Shimon, "Mipnei Malo Machisa Kishabasa." Why weren't you Mocha when you came? Avanata Zechusacha. You lost your schus because you weren't Mocha. So Ton, that's going to be true unless Shimon can respond the following way. Ton Shimon the Omar Torah Da Yisi Perek Yud Aleph of Rambam Zilchus Toyim V'nitan Locha Gimel V'lo Yodati. There's the phrase. I didn't know Shezeb Esoch Chatzeri. I didn't know that he was there. I didn't know this. So Rambam is clearly saying, like the first part of the Rashbam. And where did Rambam get it from? Where did Rambam get most things from? The Rif. Right? The Rima Gash's Rebbe. Most of the time, if there's a machlokas, usually, not always, Rambam's not mechuyev to agree with the Rif, but most of the time, you're right, as Avidan reminded us, the Rambam's Masora was through the Rima Gash to the Rif, because the Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Maimon, was a Talmud of the Rima Gash, who in turn was a Talmud of the Rif. So you look at the Rif on the sugya, he too is quite clear. He says it several times. Ana b'shukei baroi havoi at the bottom of Tezvav amanal p'dapi arif v'lo yodana. I didn't know da'at noches go beside that you had gone into my house. Then again, you turn the page later on. He says it's true that I came back for 30 days because yishtas yomi b'shukei teridna. V'lo yodana da'at noches b'gavei de beisai. I didn't know. He keeps saying, I didn't know. So that is...
That's a bold thing. Couldn't you read v'lo yodana as I didn't know in enough time to protest, and then it could be like Rabbeinu Gershom? V'lo yodana, I didn't know with enough time to protest.
Inserting your own words.
But he says he didn't know.
But it could mean that he didn't know with enough practical time. Meaning, because if you don't know with enough time to protest, then what good is knowing?
It could have meant that he didn't know.
Iker chasam in asefa. The point isn't the lack of knowledge. He did know. The point is he didn't have the capacity to speak. So why would you say lo yodana if in fact what you mean is lo yachilma? Right? It's conceivable that's the pshat, but that's certainly not the... unless there was a reason to interpret that way. I think that's the... And other Rishonim also largely line up with the first part of the Rashbam, that it was a lack of yediyah. But now this brings us back to Shneir Chaim's point. This brings us back to Shneir Chaim's Ha'ara. If what Rava is saying is once the Marakama says it's true that I was there for 30 days at a time, but I was busy, and therefore I didn't even know. So then, how could does the machzik have any pathways left to win? So he could have Edim. Maybe the machzik could bring Edim that he didn't know.
Or someone did tell him.
Right. The Edim will come and say, we told him. He didn't know. He can't say, make up a story, he didn't know. He did know. That's one pathway. Another possible pathway for the machzik to still win is, according to Rashbam, if they can prove that the guy didn't have any other house in town. So what type of story is this? You were staying in what other house? A third pathway to victory is the Rambam gives us. Because the Rambam points out, once the Rambam points it out, you realize it's really Pashup Shat in the Gemara, but I didn't realize that this is the implication of the Gemara until the Rambam pointed out. Rambam says, adds a line, V'im amad yeser mishloshim yom v'lo micha avad zechuso. But if the Marakama was in town for more than 30 days, then Hitaka did lose his chus by not being mochem. Where does the Rambam get that from? I know if you. Because that's what correct. Kol tos in yom and tar b'shuka means it's ovid inish. It's normal to be so busy for a period of 30 days. But it's abnormal. If you're only in for up to 30 days, the nature of the work is that it's very consuming. But Rav is saying it's unusual that if you're there for more than 30 days, you didn't have any time to tour. Again, our work schedule is a little different. But based on their work schedule, they're saying, okay, It could be if you're in for 30 days, as Ram said, 30 days or less. Shoshim al pachas. If it's up to 30 days, you're so busy with work, you don't have time to look around. But you're there for more than 30 days, and you don't have time. Again, we're not talking about even touring, taking all the sites. Looking around at your own properties, so I made that point before. Gavi said, you expect the guy to see his own properties. So he said, you know, Rambam says, if you're there for more than 30 days, then already your time doesn't hold water. The Rambam, so now we so far have three in terms of Chaim's question. How is there? Does the machzik still have pathways to victory? Because the machzik still win, or is he checkmated? So what do we say? Number one, you could bring Adim that the guy did know. Lefi the Rashbam, that's a nafkamina between the two Lashonos of the Rashbam. If I prove that he did know. See, if it's, he doesn't have Panai, so then proving he knows doesn't help. If the Rov Rishonim assume it's knowledge, right? So maybe he knows, or maybe he doesn't have another house. Or maybe I could prove the Adim, I'll bring Adim, he was there for more than 30 days. Okay? Or number four, the Rambam gives us one more pathway to victory. In other words, one more limitation on the Pesach of Rava. Rava's Mazak of the Marakama, but it's only because he didn't know, and it's only, according to Rashbam, because he has another, it's only reasonable to say I didn't know if he has another house. And it's only if he's there a maximum of 30 days. And the Rambam adds, what else does the Rambam add? Yeroi Ali, the last line of Halacha Gimel. Din ze eino ela bekfarim. Shaha'am trudin b'shavakin shalahem. It's only in the little villages. Because people are very busy with their markets. Interesting. I would have assumed punk fakert. I thought, big city, there's a lot of commerce going on. The little villages, I guess that's my bias, because I grew up in New York City. So I assume that we're missing our other New York biased members of the shir. So I assume then the kfar, how much is going on already? But it could be fakir, yeah.
Don't we have like the concept of Yom HaNisa? So maybe it's like left off because there's a market that
could be
like
planning to
get produce.
Oh. So Joey is saying maybe thinking about the sugi and Megillah, maybe it means that the fellow moved to a kfar. So he's b'nei kfar was coming back to the big city. That's what you're saying. No, you're saying in the kfar.
I was saying that when Rambam says that they're busy with markets, it's left back and left up. They're busy with stuff that involves markets.
Ah, it could be. It could also be that in a big city, it's not as intense because there's always commercial opportunity. There's this notion. I said some of the Rishonim talk about it. I think if you look in the Beis Yosef, if you see they start talking about Yerid. Yerid, Yud Resh Yud Dalid, if you study medieval Jewish history, Rishonim, late Rishonim, early Achronim, you hear a lot, especially in Eastern Europe, you hear a lot about the Yerid. The Yerid was a fair. It was like an annual event. Sometimes it was twice a year, once a year, and that people were coming from all over the place, and that's where business would happen.
Leipzig,
exactly, the Yerid in Leipzig. And oftentimes there was a lot of the Rabbanim would come, there would be major conventions of Rabbanim, the Vat Arba Ratzis. There's a lot going on. So that's the way it worked in Eastern Europe in the period of the early Achronim. They had the Yerid in the big cities. But it could be the Rambam is assuming there was a different social reality in Betkufas HaTalmud. In the big city, there's always things going on. They're always buying and selling. There's always people to do business with. So I'm not so pressured. I have to get it done now. You'll find someone tomorrow. But in the little kfar, it could be right now is the rid. So when the shuk is going on, you got to hop right now. You're not going to have other options later. Maybe that's what the Rambam is saying. There's a lot more pressure. Be that as it may, the Rambam is giving us pathway number four. Is it's only going to be the Torah B'shuk, the Magid Mishnah says. The Magid Mishnah says, Divrei Talmei, the Rambam, this is the Rambam's own Chiddush. He said Yeroi Ali, we spoke about this in the past. The Rambam says, when Rambam has an idea that's his own Chiddush, it's not based on a source in Chazal, he's going to say Nir Ali, Yeroi Ali, is what he says here. And the Magid Mishnah says, yeah, it makes sense. The Svara. So again, the svar will apply differently in different social realities. In the reality that Rambam was discussing, the Tard Bashuka made more sense in a kvar than a big city. It could be in a different time, a different era, it'll be different. But the point, the yisod of the Rambam is that this Tard Bashuka, not only does it only apply if indeed he didn't know, unless we can prove he did know, it's only going to work for 30 days. It's also only b'chai gavna there is such pressure around the shuk. But if you're in a time and a place where the shuk doesn't generate so much pressure, again, as guys have pointed before, in different industries, but it's not as that. Different industries have greater or lesser degrees of pressure, or greater or lesser degrees of being consumed with work. Right? People who are investment bankers typically have a very different work schedule than people who are software engineers. The expectation of how many hours a week you're putting in and how many days a week you're putting in, and the expectation of how responsive you are to email, to the phone, to Slack, to Teams, even when you're not physically at the office, is going to be very different as an investment banker than as a software engineer. And that's just one example. So the Rambam is that I think that's the yesod of the Rambam, the Yeroi Lee, is you have to look at the context in which the guy is working, and the culture. Does it make sense that his shuk in this place at this time is so consuming they would not have had time during the short period he was here? And if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. In terms of your question, Chaim, which is a very good organizing question, so yeah, there is still a way for the what could the machazik respond? Could the machazik respond, or is he checkmated as soon as the Marakama says, well, b'shuk b'shukai taridna? The answer is, yeah, there is a response. Number one, as we said, you have to understand what the nekudas are before you can figure out how to apply them. So if you assume, like the Rov Rishonim, like the first Pshat of the Rashbam, that it's a question of a lack of idea, so if you prove that he was Yodea, presumably that's... you prove he was Yodea, and that will neutralize the Marakama's Taina. Number two, the Rashbam's point, that he has to have another house. And by the way, if you look at the Rambam, on Velo Yodati, see where he says Velo Yodati Halacha Gimel, see that Aleph in the brackets, the Sav Rashi Al, that sends you down to the Agos Maimini. We've discussed Agos Maimini in the past. A chaver of the Rush, he collected the Psakim of the Bali Atosvos, Al Seder topics of the Rambam. So what does he mention here? He mentions Upirish in the middle of Sivkatim days, Upirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Who's Rabbeinu Shmuel? The Rashbam. Ukegon Shahayelo Bayisacher Bosiyish Nefsachsim Bakal Shalashim Yom. It's a case where the Tfeltaka has another house in town. So the Rahagos Maimon is pointing out what we already noticed, which is that the Rashbam is giving me a detail of halacha. It's not just going to work just because I say so. Do you indeed have another house in town? Can we prove that you did know? And finally, as the Rambam says, it has to be pachas b'shlom shem yom, and it has to make sense, it has to be in a kvar, it has to be in a situation where the shuk is taka so matrid.
Do we need to prove that he didn't know that the guy was living there?
No, I don't think so. But if because it's reasonable that the shuk in the kfar or whatever the context is a place where it's reasonable that if you were came in for the shuk, your taka would be very, very busy. But presumably, see, he doesn't have to prove I didn't know. It's a very hard thing to prove. But presumably, because again, and Rava hadn't said I know for sure he didn't know. He said that makes sense. Of it in it. He said it makes sense. But if the machazik could bring Edom to the Marakama did know. And he said, we were talking to Marakama. He said, yeah, what's that guy doing in my house? Or whatever. Something that wasn't in Machab. He knew. It came up in conversation. It was clear. Or we walked by. He saw. He claims he was in the other house the whole time. He never even came to this part of this neighborhood. What do you mean? We took a walk with him. He saw. He saw that the Machzik was living in the house and the Machzik's kids were playing in the yard. He knew. Or he mentioned us in conversation. Whatever it is. Yeah, Zechanami, if you could bring Edom, so then presumably you would win. So that's, again, working backwards, so that is, we had said, we weren't sure how being tarred even helps. So now we begin to understand how being tarred helps. Right, again, two approaches in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom seems to understand, like their second Pshat in the Rashbam. He says, I didn't have time. I was so busy with work, I didn't have time. The Rov Rishonim dispensed with that. The Rashbam himself doesn't like it. And the Rif, the Rambam, the Sumadar Pashut, like the first Pshat in the Rashbam. It's a little anachronistic. They lived before the Rashbam. Riflin for Rav. Okay, but that they assumed there were Pasha. Also, that's a question of Yediyah, which again we said there are many, many nafkaminas. Yediyah is going to mean, presumably, if I can prove he was Yodeya, so then the Machzik will win. Yediyah is going to mean, as the Rashbam said, there has to be an explanation. How are you in town? You didn't know. Where were you living? So Rashbam says it must be Hacham Ayaskinan, the guy has another house. It should be noted, if you look in the tour, the tour does add. Umayri here on page Kuf Samachtes. Umayri Sheesho Bay Zacher Ladurbo. Yeah, he also says, Hacha Mayaskinan, the fellow had he has another house. Toin Shlo Micha Machmas Tirda, Shlo Hoylo Panay Limchos, that's not a Taina. And by the Ratur expressly responds to the second Pshat in the Rashbam. He says, what's wrong with it? It doesn't take so long. You don't have time to make a statement. Turn around to two people and say, by the way, you know, that guy Shimon, he's living in my house, it's not right. He's a ganav. That's all you have to do. 1 minute. It doesn't take so long. Machad is not such an elaborate procedure. You don't have to say yirat. You know, you don't have to get a minion together. You say to two people. No need for Shem Yichud. Yeah, even without the Nadi Yehuda's Shuvah and Simon Sari Dalad, there's no need for Shem Yichud la Chalad days. Yeah.
You can then get a minion together, you know.
You could. Perhaps.
You get five set of Adim, Dava Mincha, all at the same time.
Perhaps.
Is the main question still revolving around why is it not
the... Yeah, but the question is, again, two things remain. We'll have to pick up with the submission next time. Let's at least lay out what the two points are. We can respond to one more now. The other technical point was, now we begin to understand how the second half of the Marakama's Taina works. Tirda Bashuka, we understand it has to do with lack of idea. And only when it's reasonable on 30 days on. The other point was, and how about being far away? Why does that help? That will bring us back. We could look inside next time. Today takes us to Lamed Ches. We see the Rambam and the Riff and Rav Haigon, how they put the pieces together. There are cases, it's not always the case, it's because you were far away, Chazaka doesn't work. Chazaka shal b'fanav havi Chazaka. But if it's Shas Chayrim, so then there are times, and that's the Halach Ma'aseh. The Rashbam seems to say also Rashbam makes it a little more complicated. It would talk about a situation where it wasn't Shai. But then we'll come back some next time to the core question, which is okay. So you have a tiny you didn't know, but it goes back. You say you didn't know. Who's
to say you didn't?
Right. Maybe you did know. If I can prove you did, the Machzor can prove he knew, then he would win. And let's say we don't know. Why all of a sudden now Rava's giving the default position to the Marakama? Why is the Marakama winning? And specifically, Bechalal, it seems strange, and specifically seems to be a steer to previous sugya. So then Rishon will take a look. The Rashba is what to say about it. The Rosh is what to say about it. The Ksais puts the piece together very nicely. And next time also we'll see there's a comment of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Muke Yosef here about how 30 days out of a year works. That's a sort of a fourth question. He wasn't here the whole time, he was here part of the time. How does that work? And what does that have to do with missing the last minyan for Mincha? I have to come back to Eretz Shem on Wednesday.
Is there a